Officials of the Environmental Protection Agency are expected to decide next week on new pollution controls for two coal-fired power plants in central Utah. KUER's Judy Faze reports.
Environmental groups have been pushing the EPA to order new equipment to reduce emissions from PacifiCorp's Hunter and Huntington power plants in Emery County. Then a group of Arizona businesses wrote to federal environmental officials to say that nitrogen oxide pollution threatens the Grand Canyon, along with the economy and culture that depends on it. Scott Cundy is co-owner of the Flagstaff-based Wildland Trekking Company, which leads hiking and backpacking tours throughout the West.
We feel like the best technology should be used to protect the air in the West and to protect the tourism industry and keep people wanting to come out here.
Even the National Park Service has blamed coal-fired power plants for the haze that obscures scenic vistas nearly one-third of the time. But officials at the Utah Division of Air Quality contend that the hundreds of millions of dollars of new pollution equipment the EPA has in mind won't clear the haze. They want EPA officials to choose a state cleanup plan instead of a federal one. Bryce Bird oversees air quality for Utah.
Our desire is to receive final approval for the plan that we developed and then be able to focus, instead of litigation and rehashing the issues of the last planning period, really focus on developing a great plan for the next planning period that starts in 2018.
Bird says Utah's cut power plant pollution significantly in the past decade and is on track to meet the long-term haze reduction goal of 2064. Judy Faze, KUER News.